Hello, I am Marianne Penn, and I am joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news and two features which we hope you will enjoy. The first tells of a tern colony which is on the East Norfolk coast, and the second gives us a short history of Norwich's Gentleman's Walk. First, however, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a tables and chairs licence on the highway from the proprietors of Pandora's Kitchen outside their premises at 67 London Street, Norwich, for a total of 8 tables and 28 chairs, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m, Thursday and Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 1st of September. His telephone number is 01603 212278. I repeat, 01603 212278. His email, Anthony Shearman, one word, at norwich.gov.uk, and Anthony is spelt A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
On Saturday the 10th of September from 7 to 9 p.m, there will be a Battle of Britain concert presented by Taverham Band at St. Peter Mancroft Church in aid of the NNAB, with tickets costing £8 each. It is a chance to reminisce and enjoy music from this memorable era. For tickets or more information, please call the NNAB on 01603 629 558. That is 01603 629 558, or email fund@nnab.org.uk. That is fund@nnab.org.uk.
Now a reminder that Sally and Gemma's monthly drop-in coffee morning at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre will be a week early this month due to the bank holiday. So go along on Monday the 22nd of August between 10 and 12 for a coffee and a chat.
Now, on our first batch of news items, we start with the news that the next rail franchise has again been awarded to Abellio, whilst on the IT front, Norwich is seventh in a table of cities with the slowest broadband speed. Then a success story, as we hear our well-established furniture company Bretts has won an interesting contract.
East Anglia's rail travellers are heading for a revolution in their train journeys over the next 5 years. But now it's up to government-owned Network Rail to deliver its side of the bargain. Dutch-owned Abellio, which has run the region's rail services since 2012, has won a 9-year contract and will introduce new trains on every service. The decision was announced by Transport Secretary Chris Grayling. While there will be at least 4 90-minute services, 2 in each direction between London and Norwich each weekday, a regular service at that speed can only be introduced when track improvements have been completed, and that is Network Rail's responsibility. The total cost of the new trains is £1.4 billion. The bulk of that will be going to Derby-based Bombardier, which will build 660 Aventra electric carriages for services from Liverpool Street to East Anglian stations. The first new trains are due to be introduced in early 2019, and the entire fleet should have been renewed by October 2020.
Norfolk's rural broadband struggles have been well documented, but now a report has shone a light on slow speeds in the city. Norwich has been ranked 7th in a table of cities with the slowest broadband speeds, suggesting it could be left behind in technological terms. The government has promised to bring superfast broadband to 95% of the households by next year, while statistics say 90% of homes should already have such speeds. The data collected by Uswitch shows that often these speeds are not reached in practice. Norfolk Chamber of Commerce Service's Nova Fairbank said it was no surprise to see Norwich rank so low. She said the pace of change and the increasing need for fast, reliable connectivity of broadband is a key to business issue, and every organisation needs to communicate with their customers. At present, there are some areas in Norwich and across Norfolk that have excellent broadband, but the reality is that many more areas that don't, particularly in the more rural locations. For Norfolk businesses to compete on a level playing field, both nationally and overseas, they need to have access to reliable, super-fast broadband service.
Handmade furniture from Norwich-based Arthur Breton Sons has already emerged as a winner at Rio 2016 after being chosen for Team GB's official residence at the Olympic Games. The company's furniture is being displayed at the British House in the centre of Rio de Janeiro at Parque Lage, near the famous statue of Christ the Redeemer and the Copacabana cluster of the Games. The house is where Team GB's performances will be celebrated, as well as being a showcase for the best of the UK to promote the country to an invited audience of business leaders. Arthur Brett has been making classical English furniture for more than 150 years. It also makes bespoke furniture for clients and does architectural joinery work for libraries and studies. The company has a showroom at London's Pimlico Road, and though it still produces its furniture in Norwich, works with designers, architects and clients on projects all over the world.
From jazz to ballet to musical theatre numbers, young dancers took centre stage to celebrate all they had learned at a special summer school in Norwich. 75 young people aged 8 to 18 took part in the Norfolk Dance Association's 2016 Summer School at City Academy, Norwich. After a week of classes, they presented a dance demonstration on Friday, the 29th of July. Norfolk Dance Association Chairman Ilse Chant said, "It was a very successful summer school. I felt the young people learned a lot and had a good experience." Rachel Hunt, formerly of the English National Ballet School, kept them on their toes with ballet classes and point workshops. West End choreographer Sam Spencer Lane put them through their paces with musical theatre numbers from West Side Story and School of Rock. The dancers also had classes in jazz and contemporary dance. The week ended with a demonstration for parents of the dancers' work.
They were born just 2 minutes apart, and as twins, Malcolm and Alan Lemon were always going to be close. But the 84-year-olds from Sprowston and Earlham, respectively, did not imagine they would be celebrating their 60th wedding anniversaries just weeks apart. Malcolm and his wife, Phyllis, were married at St Mary's Church in Long Stratton on June the 30th, 1956, and Alan and June tied the knot at Holy Trinity Church in Norwich on August the 4th. "It was not planned," said Alan, "it just happened, and it is quite unique." The couples went out for a meal at Browston Hall in Lowestoft to celebrate their anniversaries.